ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة يونس آية نمبر 92 and 93. But I am going to read from آية 90 إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجاوزنا ببني إسرائيل البحر فأتبعهم فرعون وجنوده بغيا وعدوا حتى إذا أدركه الغرق قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية لتكون لمن خلفك آية وإن كثيرا من الناس عن آياتنا لغافلون. ولقد بوأنا بني إسرائيل مبوأ صدق ورزقناهم من الطيبات فما اختلفوا حتى جاءهم العلم إن ربك يقضي بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This is the finale of the long, tumultuous journey of Musa alayhi salam and the children of Israel in Egypt with the Pharaoh and the ancient Egyptian. They had a long history of conflict, of race issue. The ancient Egyptians, they mistreated the children of Israel. They used them as slaves, laborers, and they called them names. They mistreated them. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. And when Moses realized that his government and his seat is going to collapse at the hand of the Israelites, he started slaying and murdering their kids. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. يَسْتَحْيِي means that he would spare their life. He would not kill the females, but he would use them as slaves while he would murder the boys. And then God gave permission to Moses that now it's time, you have to leave Egypt. You have to leave. You have no future in this land. And you have to head to the Holy Land, Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the Holy Land in Palestine. So, when Musa alayhi salam started his journey, he took the children of Israel to cross the river. And I mentioned why this river Though it is a river, River Nile, I mentioned last week why it is called Bahar. وَجَاوَزْنَا بِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحَرِ. The reason I mentioned it last week. So, one, Pharaoh was about to die, حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ. When drowning, غرق, overwhelmed him. He was about to die. He said, now, at this moment, I recognize the Lord of the children of Israel. He's a legitimate Lord. And I believe in him. But the answer came from God. The answer came, I don't believe you. And I don't accept your repentance. Because you are not genuine. If you are genuine, even if you say, I'm sorry, 1 hour before your death, we're going to accept your apology. We're going to forgive your sins. But because you are not genuine, we know you are not genuine. You are saying this because you are drowning, not because you found the truth or you believe in the truth. It's not because of that, because you are arrogant. You don't accept the truth. But because you are drowning and perishing, now you said, I believe in the Lord of the children of Israel. آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل. There is only one Lord, the Lord that the children of Israel took as a Lord, as a subject of worship. وأنا من المسلمين. And I am one of the Muslims, Muslims with the capital M. Capital M, all mankind are Muslims. Whoever who submits to God is called Muslim. Capital M. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, I'm a Muslim. Me and my son, Ismail, رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Make us submissive to you. And we are called Muslims. The reason why our religion is called Islam, because we submit to God. Because the spirit of Islam and the fruit of Islam is submission. Al-Islamu huwa al-Taslim, yaqulu Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Al-Islamu huwa al-Taslim. The spirit of religion and faith is to submit to God. It's try to understand God, it's not to argue with God. Sometimes we ask. Last weekend I was in New York, someone who was 20 years old, he asked me, why these things happen to us, tragedies and afflictions and loss and death and sickness and poverty. Why does God allow these to happen? So it is okay to ask. It's okay to ask. We need to understand. There is nothing wrong with that. But then when we understand, we have to submit. We cannot defy God. We have to submit. Sometimes these tragedies are good for us. Some of them are good for us. Some of them are wake-up call. Before anything worse happens, God sends a wake-up call to you. He shakes you a little bit. So some of these tragedies are good for us. Some of them we don't understand their reason and their philosophy. We don't understand. I gave an example the other day. A hospital was being built in the neighborhood for the welfare of the community. The neighbors of that hospital were unhappy because bulldozers were working, there was construction work, noises. They were unhappy. But is this unhappiness of them, is it legitimate, acceptable? No. Because it's for their own welfare. If they wait, if they are patient, if they take these noises for a few days, they're going to have a good hospital for the city, for the neighborhood, for their children, for their women, for themselves. Sometimes we become selfish. We look at it from a very narrow lens, very narrow lens. While God's lens is very wide, encompasses all mankind. Sometimes we put our own interest before the interests of the community, the society, or other mankind. God does not do that. God says, you are one among many. Yes, I take care of you, but at the same time, I have to take care of others. Others too. Sometimes we do not comprehend the philosophy of these sicknesses or loss or afflictions. So it is very good to ask. Islam is a religion that encourages you to ask, to inquire. Inquire about God, the identity of God, who God is, what is your relationship with God, the identity of the prophets. Who are the prophets? Who succeed the prophets after them? We have to ask, what will happen to us after death? What happens to my body? What happens to my soul? Where is my destination? These are the questions that we must ask about them. We must learn. We should not hide them. So, الْآنَ وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ. God said to him, today you say I'm sorry, today, this last second, while you are drowning, you say I'm sorry. الْآنَ وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. Only a few minutes later, you were a dictator. You were chasing Moses and his community to destroy them, to kill them. Now you say, I'm sorry. فالآن وقد فاليوم ننجيك. Today, we shall save you in your body, not your soul, in your body. Today, فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك, in your body. Why? Why we save your body? That you might be a sign unto those who would come after you, dictators who are going to come after you to the throne. They're going to take you as a lesson. You become a sign, an example. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. For those dictators who are going to come after you, dictators worldwide, not just in Egypt, many centuries later, who are going to assume power and abuse their subjects and their people, you become an example, you become a sign, ayatan, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. Why does God want Pharaoh to be a sign? Why he saved his body? If you go to the Egyptian Museum, in the heart of Cairo, there is a big museum called Al-Mathaf Al-Masri, Egyptian Museum. You go to a section, in that section you see the body of Pharaoh. It's preserved there, you can see it. God says, well, I will save your body to be a sign for those who come after you. Why? Because many people cannot believe that a dictator, such a dictator like Pharaoh, or any other strong dictator, would perish one day or would die. They cannot accept that. It's too hard for them to accept. Because they believe he's too strong to die. Look at this man who owns everything. He rules this entire continent. He's so strong. He's so influential. Can he die? Would death reach him? Reaches him? Yes. God says yes. I'll make you a sign so people can believe that every person is going to die, including you. You who claim to be the Lord. You Pharaoh who asked people to worship you, to submit to you. You who said to your community, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am the highest Lord in this land. You are dead now. And I want people to see your body. Sometimes we do not believe in death unless we see the dead. We don't believe in death. Unless we go to the cemetery and we see the grave and we see how the dead one is buried, then we believe that there is death. There is a grave. Because we tend to forget. So God wanted him to be a sign for all dictators. that you're going to have an end. Your rule is not endless. You are not going to stay in this seat, in this power, in this house, on this desk for the rest of your life. I saw a sign in one of the countries, good sign, which was put at the entrance of the palace of that king. The sign says, لو دامت لغيرك لما وصلت إليك. If the throne had been you know, kept for the one who was before you, you couldn't have reached the throne today. If your predecessor had stayed in power on this seat forever without death, you couldn't have succeeded him. So remember that. You're going to sit today, someone is going to succeed you. Nobody's going to sit on this seat forever. No. When we die, the entire mankind is going to die. And you know what happens? The entire mankind. One day this earth existed with no inhabitants. The earth is going to remain one day to be without inhabitants too. All people die. And then God is going to ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ To whom belongs to the kingdom and ownership today? Nobody answers. Nobody is there to answer. All those people who own the lands and the properties and buildings and corporations, they are dead. They don't answer. So he says, God is going to answer himself. God is going to answer himself, and he will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ The kingdom and the earth belongs, this mulk, this universe, belongs to Allah, the only God who is irresistible. Nobody can resist God. Nobody can resist the will of God. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ So Nurajik, God wanted to save his body. The rest of the army, they drowned to the depth of the river. The only body which was survived, the body of Pharaoh. And Nurajik in Arabic means this term. It means we're going to raise you to a high place on the shores. So water cannot reach your body anymore. So you can be preserved. People will salvage your body, take it out, and you could be preserved so people come and look at you. When I went to the Egyptian museum myself, I remember this verse. And these are one of the miracles in the Holy Quran. One of the miracles. That the body of a tyrant who lived maybe 5,000 years ago, still today you can see even his hair, even the hair of his beard is there. But it's not gray like mine, you know, it has different color. He used to dye it probably. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ God says, yet, many among mankind are heedless of our signs. Heedless. We read the story, and then we forget the following day. We see the lesson right before our eyes, and we forget the following day. غَافِلُونَ Majority of us are heedless. Heedless. Why? Because this dunya, this life, keeps us deceived. It keeps us busy. And we get deceived by this life. We get deceived. غَافِلُونَ We don't pay attention. We see the lessons, but we tend to forget them, especially power and authority. Power, authority, richness, they are the biggest intoxicants. They intoxicate our mind. power. When someone is nothing, no one, and all of a sudden he becomes, you know, as an authority. They appoint him to be in this post, in this position. He finds himself all of a sudden to be someone who's very important. This position and this power and this authority makes him intoxicated. Intoxicated. So he cannot accept the truth anymore. He would not accept the truth. He would not submit. He becomes heedless. And not only that, even wealth. God says in the Quran, wealthy people most of the time, most of them, not all, we have exceptions. Definitely we have exceptions. Those who have strong faith, they do not become intoxicated. But if they have no faith or weak faith, once they become wealthy, they become إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى لَيَطْغَى لَام. In Arabic literature, when they put لَام in the beginning, it means it must. It must happen. Definitely man is going to be heedless and arrogant when he becomes rich. لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Immediately after being feeling that he's rich, he becomes arrogant. He would not listen to any advice. He believes that he is always right. What he says, what he does, is right. Then Allah says, وَلَقَدْ بَوَّأْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. This is an important verse. We have settled in a stable and sure place or settlement the children of Israel. We provided them a safe place or settlement, مُبَوَّ أَصِدْ. And we provided them from all the good things in this life. Where is this now? Where did God provide them? Where do you think? Where did He provide them with a stable, peaceful place? And He provided them all from all the goodness. Good things, طيبات. Where? In Orange County, in Manhattan, New York. Where? In Beverly Hills. Which part of the earth? Help me. This is a verse in the Quran, in your book. وَلَقَدْ فَوَّأْنَا. Verily, وَلَقَدْ, verily, surely, we provided the children of Israel a nice place, peaceful place. مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ. We have this in the Quran. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ. What does مُبَوَّأَ صِدْقٍ? مُبَوَّأَ, it's a settlement, place to live, dwelling, okay? مُبَوَّأَ. صِدْق, what does صِدْق mean here? What does it mean? Not a truthful. Sit means that they get whatever they ask for. They ask for stability, there is stability. They ask for peace, there is peace. They ask for food, vegetation, fruits, rivers, water, security, good weather. They have it. Everything they ask for. مُبَوَّ أَصُدْ. So they have it. Not to worry about anything. And where is that? In heaven? No. God says we provided them, past tense. In heaven, it's in the future. He used وَلَقَدْ بَوَّأْنَا in the past tense. So this means it happened in the past. Exactly. Exactly. The many commentators in the Quran, they say this is the Holy Land. Palestine, because it is a sacred land, holy land, it has a good location, and also it is sacred because of what? Why it is sacred? What happened in Palestine? There is the Masjid al-Aqsa, and then the birth of Jesus, and then the Musa and Ibrahim, and almost all the the prophets, they either passed it through there, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He passed it through that Jerusalem, Isra, the journey of Isra, because God wanted him to see that place, to see a place where previous leaders lived, to see it firsthand. So that place is sacred because it was surrounded by prophets and messengers and religions, sacred religions, which is sacred for all. Today the Jews, they say, this is our land. The Christians, they say, this is our land. The Muslims say, this is our land. You know, they all claim ownership and sense of belonging to Palestine. So this is one opinion. The other opinion, the opinion of the minority, it says Egypt. And I think the author of this opinion is Egyptian himself. Egyptians are very proud of their country. So they say, no, it was about Egypt. But no, in reality, it was about Palestine. We made them settle there and have everything ready for them, everything available. مُبَوَّ أَصِرْ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Now, did they appreciate what God has given them? We gave them land, we gave them peace and security, we gave them food, we gave them water, we gave them everything. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We supplied, وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ supplied them with every good thing that comes to your mind. But did they appreciate? Did they say, thank you, God? You gave us a good land, you know. You gave us health, prosperity. Did they? Listen to the Quran. The Quran says, فَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. They differed when knowledge came to them. This is very strange. Sometimes you don't know the truth and you differ or you defy or you reject because you don't know the answer. You don't know the truth. You don't know who's who. But when you start knowing the answer and you still defy and reject, this is called what?
Rejection.
Huh? This is called? Inad. What is Inad? Stubbornness. When someone knows the answer, he knows what is right and what is wrong. And you've seen this in the community. You've seen it with, you know, sometimes kids who are 5 years old and sometimes kids who are 60 years old. We have kids who are 60 years old. We have, alhamdulillah. Okay? We have kids all ages. All ages. But they are kids. They are stubborn. They know the truth. They know what is right, what is wrong. Okay? But because of stubbornness. And stubbornness is what? It's a disease. It's a disease. And the root of this disease is what?
Arrogance.
The kabur. Arrogance. This is why the best quality in the humans is a humility. Humility. Nothing better than humility. To be down to earth. Once you are humble, you're going to accept the truth. But if you are arrogant, you would never accept the truth. You would never accept the truth. Ask God to make you humble. Nothing is more beautiful than being humble. So they rejected. They rejected after knowing what is right and what is wrong. فَمَا اخْتَلَفُوا حَتَّى جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. But God surely is going to judge among them on the day of judgment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. God is going to judge between them. Now how they rejected? What did they reject? They rejected two things. One opinion says they rejected Moses. After God saved them from Pharaoh, and he brought them into Palestine, they rejected their prophets. They committed mischief and rebellion. Not only the children of Israel committed mischief, The Muslims also committed mischief after the Prophet and during the time of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran is not just for storytelling. The Quran is saying, oh Muslims, be careful. Don't do what others did to their prophets. So even Muslims, they rejected the Prophet. They rebelled. Some Muslims rebelled against their own Prophet and their own leadership. But God is going to judge between the people. God is going to hold us accountable for everything we do in this life. So some of them rejected Moses and rejected their prophets, and some others rejected the Prophet Muhammad. When the truth came to them, knowing that he's the messenger of God, because it was written in their books that at such and such time there will be, and this is in the Old Testament, one of the descendants of Abraham from his son Ishmael is going to be raised in the community. And that is a reference to Prophet Muhammad. But they did not believe in him. Why? Because of one word. Because of race issue. Because Muhammad is not one of us. They wanted the Prophet to be one of them. Since he's not one of us, we don't accept him. And this is not good. God says, you have to be universal in your thinking. You don't follow people because of the color of their skin. Neither because of their language. If you follow someone, you have to follow him or her because of their character, because of their moral quality, because of their intelligence, because of their righteousness. Do not look at color. The worst thing is when we judge people based on their color. This is the worst thing. The worst thing is when we just judge people based on their language, on their culture. God says, follow people because of their contribution, their richness, their piety, their righteousness. Because you learn from them. Don't look at the color. Don't look at the race. Race is not an issue in Islam. God says, I created you out of male and female, and I made you into different races. So you learn from one another and you appreciate one another. Not you fight. Not to say my race is better than your race. My color is better than your color. We have to be universal. Yes, you might be proud of your heritage, your parents. Be proud of your color too. But respect other people's color too. Respect them too. Don't demean someone because he's not my color, he's not my language, he's not my nationality. I look down at this view. This is not right. We have to be universal. Color is God's creation. Language is God's creation. This nationality or that nationality, they are all the children of God. And we should not discriminate between the children of God. Inshallah, we see you tomorrow at the Friday sermon, Friday service at 1 p.m. And also Saturday the 13th, we will see you at the celebration of Mid Sha'ban, inshallah, the birthday of the last Imam, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi. Allahumma kunni waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan, salawatuka alayhi wa ala aba'ih, fi hadhihi al-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'a, waliyyan wa hafidha, وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا واجعلنا اللهم من أنصاره وأعوانه وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد